Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Let's get this party started, shall we? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's the Every Day is Saturday show. Celebrating the 10-year anniversary of EverydayIsSaturday.com this year, 2016. Good Lord, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. What were you doing 10 years ago? 2006? Wow, I was a spry 38 years old 10 years ago. Wandering aimlessly through life, following all the negative know-it-alls that were going nowhere until I finally got an inkling that, you know, there can be a better life. There's something, please, somebody tell me there's got to be purpose to my life. Oh my God, I'm just going to die in a cubicle. Let me tell you, my friend, if you arrived at this show today, this is your lucky day because every day that ends in Y is your day. Hey, let's get into it. Purpose. You got purpose? Talk about purpose a lot on this show. We talk about passion a lot on this show. A lot of people tune in, hundreds and thousands of people regularly every single day just to hear that there's actually hope. Imagine that. You got to actually subscribe to a podcast because most people out there, they've got no hope, regardless of the phony smiles that they post on Facebook and telling you how great their life is. Or some people are just flat out honest. They just post all the negative stuff online and say how much their life sucks. And you know what? I got to at least give those people a little bit more credit than the fake book ones, because the fake book people are out there smiling as if everything is great in their life when, you know, they're dying inside. They don't have enough money to pay their bills. They don't really have any purpose or passion to their life whatsoever, but they're smiling. Hey, selfie time. Selfie time. Let's show everybody how happy we are. It is possible to be happy, but what you want, my friend, you want joyfulness. That's what you really want. The big J, joyfulness, is the word of the day today. Happy, said it many, many times. You could have a great steak for dinner, and you'd be happy for about an hour, and then you go back to being depressed. There's been people who have been happy at 8 a.m. and committed suicide at 8 p.m. on the same day. It's true. It's true. Those that have joyfulness have that sense of purpose into their life, knowing that the adversity that they're in today will not last. You know what purpose is? Purpose is like this big rope. You're holding on to one end of the rope, similar to tug of war. Ever play that game tug of war? You got you or whatever team you're on one end of the rope, and somebody else on another team on the other end of the rope, and you're both pulling back and forth, back and forth. That's the tug of war that most people go through. They want to pull themselves back into that adversity, back into that miserable existence. Why? Because it's uncomfortable for them to go into the unknown, to see what's on the other. Let purpose pull you through that adversity, through the other side. But you would not be hard-pressed to find somebody or many, many people out there who would rather stay just playing tug-of-war. Keep me back in. I'm going to keep myself in this adversity. You're not going to pull me through, purpose. You're not going to pull me through, purpose. Purpose is what pulls you through that adversity. When you have purpose, you have a reason to look forward to tomorrow. Does that make sense? You're going through challenges today. I know you are. I am. We all are. Remember, don't listen to the phony speakers out there, the motivational gurus out there said, you know, I don't have bad days. And my response is, you know, yes, you do. But you're just lying, because we all do, because it's life. Unless you've never had a death in the family, or you've never lost a job, or went bankrupt, or had any health scares, or anything along those lines, you're just lying. But when you have purpose to your life, purpose is what pulls you through to tomorrow. You know, when you're going through those financial challenges, you can lay your head down on the pillow tonight and know, you know what? Because I have purpose in my life, I'm going to allow that to pull me into tomorrow where I wake up and it's a brand new day. Hey, let me tell you, my friend, it's Wednesday, May 18th. Did you have some problems Monday, May 16th, Tuesday, May 17th? Did you have some? Of course you did. I did. We all did. Did you have a sense of purpose that pulls you through to today, though? Did you have a reason to wake up? Did you have something that sparked your fire last night? So, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah, today sucked, okay? But I've got a reason to wake up for tomorrow because I've got this on my schedule. And let me tell you, a real easy way to have a purpose to wake up the next day is to put some things, plural, on your calendar, and preferably something that begins at early in the morning. Whether you've got a purpose to wake up and get to the gym. See, most people wake up and they want to go to the gym, but they just not feeling it. When you have a sense of purpose that pulls you into the gym, it's that feeling not, look, let me tell you, the hardest part, I got guilty as charged, man. The hardest part about going to the gym is that first 10 minutes. It's like you wish a sweat would just break out because once that starts happening and you're in the flow, then you're feeling great. I mean, you're going from station to station or you're on that treadmill, that elliptical machine, the bike, whatever you're doing. Now you're like the joints are getting lubed up, feeling good. You know, you're working. But at that first 10 minutes, oh, boy. But when you got purpose that'll pull you through that workout, you envision yourself a half hour into it, what you're going to feel like. That's all I do. When I'm on the world famous rowing machine at the gym, there's only one of them, by the way, and there's never a line. Isn't that awesome? Treadmills are full. Stair steppers are full. Bicycle machines are full. Universal machines are full. You know what's never? There's never a line. And I've only seen in the last 5 months since I've been rowing, I've only had to wait twice for an individual. As one person, there's hundreds of people that go through that gym every single day. What's that tell you? There's clues. There's clues. It's not your average workout. Nobody, I don't think anybody really likes it. You get calluses on your hand. Well, you know what I did? I get so excited. Here I go. Getting excited again. Woo! Excitement level rising. I got calluses on my hand. It looked like a lion took a chunk out of the palms of my hand. I mean, these things from rowing the first couple days. Well, look, I ain't the sharpest guy out there. So rather than, you know, have the skin go all the way down to the bone, holding on to this crazy rowing handle, I just went to Target. For $10, I bought workout gloves that are padded. Guess where they're padded, folks? Ding, 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 ding. In the palm. So I alleviated that. No more calluses, no more sores, no more. I mean, it will rip your skin up holding onto that rower handle for 20, 30 minutes at a time. Heck, even 10 minutes every day. But a sense of purpose pulls me through that workout. A sense of purpose will pull you through the day. It will pull you through anything. But if you don't have it, then you won't have joyfulness. You'll just be happy. Like you'll see a TV show or your kids will, you know, make you smile. But that'll go. A song will make you happy for 3 to 5 minutes. But what makes you happy for the entire day is a sense of joyfulness, knowing that you've got that purpose and you've got that reason to keep doing what it is that you want to do. Now, what's the key to that? Finding something that you really want to do. And it doesn't mean you're getting paid for it necessarily right now. It just means it's that place you can escape to and find that sense of joyfulness so you don't end up killing yourself at the end of the day, metaphorically and literally. You know, you don't have to actually expire at the end of the day, but boy, your passion does, doesn't it? Most people by 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, they're spent. They can't wait, look forward to go to sleep. You know, whereas individuals like myself can't wait to wake up. Why do you think I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night? So I can wake up at 4 in the morning. People are like, you get up at 4 a.m., it's crazy. Well, 7 hours is enough, man. You know, if we can get our baby down by 8:30, yours truly, lights out, 9 o'clock. Or if I go to bed at 10, I wake up at 5. That's all I need. I need 7 hours, sometimes 8. I can tell you when I get less than 7, though, my body can feel it. What is your joyfulness meter? What's that blueprint look like? You know, is it waking up earlier, going to bed earlier? Is it that sense of purpose, that rope, man? Let purpose pull you through to tomorrow. But if you don't have it, you're going to be like everybody else out there, moping and boping around. Today's Wednesday, hump day. Ding! Stupid. So stupid. Don't be stupid. Okay? Have a sense of purpose to your life. Have a reason to be joyful
And it doesn't mean you need to get paid for it. It just means right now it's okay to do your hobby until that hobby becomes your full-time income. But it's never going to become your full-time income until you get started. Take a step. Have faith. Take a step. Have faith. Step, faith. Step, faith. Step, faith. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.